Are unions kaput? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Chattanooga last week, workers at a Volkswagen plant voted against joining a union, even though the company itself was actually hoping they would unionize. Volkswagen wanted to set up a workers' council, which under U.S. law can only happen if a union's in place. But the employees voted no after politicians warned that a union might raise their wages to the point that Volkswagen would eventually move. Art Wheaton studied the situation for Cornell University's Worker Institute and thinks America's workers are sometimes their own worst enemy. He's visited Volkswagen's home factory in Wolfsburg, where the union employees earn what?
They're making close to $67 an hour in wages and benefits in Germany and making Volkswagens very profitably, but they're paying about $27 an hour in wages and benefits in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Tennessee is sort of Germany's China, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's at least two reasons German workers make that much. A robust apprenticeship program?
In high school, if you don't want to become a scientist or engineer, we can put you right in a factory making a good wage and you can have a nice, profitable, middle-class life.
And the other reason, those workers' councils.
Which is part of the laws. Half the seats at the table are workers.
The very workers' councils that will not be happening in Chattanooga because the workers voted no. Union organizers say they'll bounce back from their defeat in Tennessee, but if even the workers aren't on their own side, it might take a while. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.